At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, on alert, damaging tornadoes touching down across the Midwest. And there's more severe weather on the way. That system moving east. Al's live with the full forecast. Also ahead, breaking free.
Elephant walking down the road. Oh my God.
An elephant running loose on a busy street in Montana. So how did it manage to run away from the circus? We've got the full story straight ahead. Plus, family matters.
If you know an oldest daughter or an oldest sibling, give them a hug and say thank you.
So-called eldest daughter syndrome sparking a big debate online. Can birth order really affect your entire life? And the final countdown. We're just 100 days away from the Paris Olympics, and we are celebrating with a host of Team USA hopefuls. The party on the plaza you do not want to miss today, Wednesday, April 17th, 2024.
We're Girl Scout Troop 601.3,
here to cheer on Team USA.
From San Luis Obispo, California, celebrating 40 years of friendship.
From Lincoln High School in Stockton, California,
on a band trip.
Visiting from Cumberland, Maine.
Flower Mound, Texas.
Pikeville, Kentucky.
Ashburn.
And Waycross, Georgia.
We love you, Nana and Papa.
Celebrating Lucy's Sweet 16.
The countdown is on.
100 days of Paris. Woo!
This is a really special Wednesday morning. We've come outside because we couldn't wait one more minute. 100 days away from the Paris Olympic, and this is a plaza transformed. We have a cafe, we have the Arc de Triomphe, and we have a very special day in history. Don't we, Hoda?
We do. You guys, it's my mom's birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Sammy.
Sammy Coffee, we love you. That was the whole family. Oh. So happy birthday, Mom.
All right. Happy birthday to a special lady. Let's get to your news at 8 o'clock. We're going to start with the weather. This dangerous tornado outbreak that swept through the plains in Midwest yesterday. In all, 17 reports of tornadoes tearing roofs off buildings, snapping trees, and leaving homes in tatters. In Iowa, tornadoes ripped the roof off of a church. And in Northeast Kansas, two people were injured when an RV flipped over in the storm. This severe weather, of course, also impacting air travel, with over 600 flights delayed out of Chicago's Midway Airport alone. And this is all part of a system that's moving east this morning. Al's got a look at who's in the storm's path this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys, and good morning to you. We are looking at these showers and thunderstorms stretching from the Great Lakes all the way down into the Appalachians. And we're going to be looking at some severe weather again today in two areas. 25 million people at risk. Detroit, Indianapolis, Columbus, Pittsburgh, Huntington for damaging winds, hail, possibility of tornadoes. Also in and around Kansas City, we're going to be watching that. And then tomorrow, it moves a little further east, 14 million people at risk from St. Louis on into West Plains, also down to Dallas. Or again, looking at wind gusts, a damaging hail, and a few possible tornadoes making their way into the region. As far as rainfall is concerned, we are looking at wet weather, generally about a half an inch, but some of that rain a little bit heavier as we make our way down through the Mississippi River Valley. But for the most part, all in all, we're going to see lighter rain, but heavier storms moving on in. Now, again, for today, we expect to see plenty of sunshine in the East Coast. But again, for right now, we're looking at this massive area of showers and thunderstorms pushing on in. Hoda?
All right, Al, thank you so much. Let's move now to Donald. Sorry.
Sorry. We were trying to race
that,
in
that
from
worked,
outside.
Right? Was that cool?
I was vamping there, but I just ran out. I didn't have any more maps.
How was the transition?
All right. Good? Smooth as silk. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Let's move now to Donald Trump's hush money trial, where seven people have officially been sworn in as jurors. Lawyers grilling members of the jury pool this week about their social media posts, political views, and personal lives. Five more jurors and six alternates still need to be picked before opening statements can even begin. Trump is accused of falsifying business records in an effort to bury evidence of a payout to an adult film actress before the 2016 election. Mr. Trump has repeatedly denied those charges.
Here's a question. Why did the elephant cross the road? Well, it may sound like the setup to a bad joke, but in Butte, Montana Tuesday, it was no laughing matter when a full-sized elephant that apparently escaped from a traveling circus decided to take a stroll around town. Sam Brock has the details on the escape. Sam, good morning.
Chanel, good morning. Yeah, just a casual stroll. You know, we're all familiar with the expression, Chanel, there's an elephant in the room. In this case, it was more like there's an elephant on the road. There was a traveling circus going through Butte, Montana yesterday. It appears, guys, that Viola the elephant managed to shake loose, though the circus won't confirm it. The rest was simply mayhem in Montana.
There's a certain quality of disbelief. That comes with seeing things that don't belong in everyday life.
Oh my God.
And for residents of Butte, Montana Tuesday, like Matea Smith, who was driving with her husband, an elephant strolling down the street definitely fit the bill.
He was like, oh my gosh, there's an elephant. And I kind of was joking with him and I thought I was in the parking lot. Then he was like, no, there's an elephant. So I looked up and I was like, oh, there is an elephant in the road.
The manager of the Civic Center, where the Jordan World Circus was staging, confirming to NBC affiliate KECI, the giant animal apparently got spooked by the sound of a truck backfiring during a bath and bolted.
So set the scene for me, right? You see the elephant coming down the street, and then how long after are her handlers also pursuing Viola?
I'd say 30 seconds behind her, but the problem is that an elephant's much faster than a human. So you see the elephant get into the road, and by the time she's over by the casino, her handlers are just running out as fast as they can.
Once Viola popped up on this gas station security camera,
my coworker here pointed out, there's an elephant. Started jumping up and down, pointing out the window.
And then trotted right by the casino. All bets were off. Witnesses say the whole circus-like scene lasted around 20 minutes before the powerful pachyderm was safely recaptured. Jordan World Circus did not respond to NBC News' request for comment, but their website showed a scheduled stop in Butte the same day as Viola's escape. Now it's a tall tale for a town of 35,000, accustomed to seeing plenty of animals.
Typically, you see moose and coyotes, lots of bear.
But nothing quite like this.
I will never forget this. It's not every day you get to see an elephant just wander through your hometown.
And the chase, if you want to call it that, ended outside of someone's apartment complex. The local sheriff telling us that they were able to resolve the situation the circus staff was without law enforcement getting involved. And guys, you know, they say an elephant never forgets. And in this case, the town will never forget its elephant.
I can't even imagine. Can you imagine a little kid? Mommy, there's an elephant in the street. She's like,
Exactly.
Thank you, Sam.
All right.
Coming up, a treat for music fans, the rare Beatles film that's about to be available for the first time in more than 50 years.
But first, we're going to meet the woman behind a viral video viewed millions of times that has siblings talking. Okay, it's all about birth order and the impact on your life. You do not want to miss our conversation. Coming up right after this.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Well, all I hear all day long at school is how great Marcia is at this, or how wonderful Marcia did that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia!
Honestly, right? I mean, I'm still mad about it. We're back with one of TV's most iconic sibling rivalries, Jan, the middle child, venting that everything just came so much easier for Marcia, you know, her older sister.
Is that the case in real life? A recent New York Times article on birth order caught our attention, exploring how it shapes who we are and how we interact with others.
Yeah, social media is filled with really strong feelings on this topic. And whether you fall, wherever you fall in your family, we're sure you might have some thoughts, too. Birth order is something that has been discussed and dissected for decades.
Alfred Adler developed birth order theory.
But thanks to what some say are spot-on takes on eldest daughters on social media, firstborn girls are having a moment.
If you know an oldest daughter or an oldest sibling, give them a hug and say thank you.
A New York Times article entitled Why Your Big Sister Resents You has eldest sisters and their loved ones buzzing, citing viral content like this post on X asking, are you happy or are you the oldest sibling and also a girl? The comment section becoming something of a support group.
Eldest daughter syndrome is not an official mental health diagnosis. It's a term coined to describe the unique pressures and responsibilities placed onto the oldest daughter in the family. In
short, this TikTok video from Katie Morton, a licensed marriage and family therapist and youngest sibling, has been viewed more than 6.5 million times.
One, you have an intense feeling of responsibility. Two, you are an overachiever, type A and very driven.
The topic has been discussed at length on podcasts.
We're definitely what I call like bonus parents.
Family therapist Sarah Stanizai has had an overwhelming response to a support group she created for fellow oldest daughters.
When you're in a room of people who absolutely understand it, even though they might have their own sort of nuances to it, hearing each other's stories and also being heard, what that's really telling you is you're not abnormal.
Middle children are often described as having big personalities, the youngest outgoing and social. Though research on birth order personality traits is mixed. Experts say it may not matter.
If it matters to you, then it matters.
All right. The woman behind that viral video is with us, licensed marriage and family therapist Katie Morton. Katie, good morning.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning. Well, you really touched the nerve, didn't you,
so
with this one? And you outlined certain criteria that the eldest child has. And what are they?
I mean, there's a lot of them. The main component is the sense of intense responsibility.
Yeah.
You're right? In charge. Like the weight of the family's on your shoulders. There's also like people pleasing. We want to make sure everybody's happy first. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can struggle with boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are these happening in the moment, by the way, or are these Monday morning quarterback? Do you look back on your life and go, I'm the oldest and I had all these things?
They're happening in the moment. Mm-hmm. We might just think that's the norm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, why do you think this post just touched a nerve the way it did?
I think because it spoke to people about a specific issue that they couldn't put their finger on. You know, we all like to have like a word to put to something.
Yeah.
Like, and then to be known, like to let it be known and to see millions of other people saying me too, you're like, oh, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's not me being crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm just the oldest daughter. Mm. I have a lot of pressure.
We have our birth orders here. I mean, mine is a little, a lot of us are from blended families, so that kind of makes it a little complicated. Mm-hmm. But I think we struck a nerve. Shall we reveal or do you have another?
I think that you should, first of all, I think you should guess.
You wanted to guess?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, what birth order you
based
think
on
we
what
are.
The stereotypes are watching us on television?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm in charge of the best time of the morning on this program.
Yeah.
Oh, I would assume the youngest.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
Okay, what about me?
I'd assume middle.
Why would you assume that?
Because you have a big personality, and middle children tend to know how to make space for themselves.
Katie!
Wow, is that true?
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Wow. Middle. Okay. What about this girl?
I'd guess middle as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Youngest.
Oh,
yes. What are the traits of a youngest?
Youngest tend to be more gregarious. I'm youngest, but I'm also the oldest daughter. I'm the
oldest daughter.
But we can be a good time. but we also well, sometimes feel like we're not taken seriously or heard.
That's not true.
But it just depends on the family dynamic.
We have later curfews. My sister got the oldest has had an early curfew.
Yeah. That's
I told you mine is hot.
What do you think about
it? It's fine.
We said blended, but I would guess youngest.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, no, I'm in the middle.
Oh, the middle. Okay. Because I was like,
depends
blended.
On which family.
Yeah. I mean, we love talking about birth order, and it feels real. I mean, a lot of these characteristics. But just real quickly, I mean, is there research on this, or is this just more of a kind of a fun thing that we like to talk about, but it's not actually like a psychological phenomenon?
There's a lot of research, but it's mixed at best. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that, in psychology, a tricky thing is there's not always a number you can put to something, mm-hmm. and you can like have quantitative metrics to say, oh, youngest is always this or middle is always that. Mm-hmm. It really is dependent on the person and the family dynamics and how involved the parents were. Do both parents work?
Right, it's life. Factors. What would you what would you guess for Al Roker, who we're going to throw to right now?
I'd go youngest.
Okay, Roker, what are you?
I'm the oldest.
Good try, Katie.
And that's why my mom loved me best. Anyway.
All right, Al, take it away.
Anyway, let's show you what we've got going on as far as today is concerned. Southern warmth, severe storms through the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys, heavy snow back through the western plains, fire risk through the southwest, gorgeous along the west coast. And that's your latest weather. Best time of the morning!
We'll miss you. We're going to start with the Beatles today. An old documentary following the iconic band is getting some new life on streaming. Disney now announcing a 1970 film, of course, the classic Let It Be, is going to be restored and re-released next month. You know who's doing it? Peter Jackson.
Oh, wow.
Be helming the project following the success of his 2021 Beatles docu-series. It also used special technology to help revitalize some of that vintage footage. In a statement, the original director explained that the film was initially received with sadness by fans at the time because it premiered during the band's breakup. It'll drop next month on Disney Plus. Rachel Zegler's up next. It's been only a few years since the actress made her big screen debut. Now she's gearing up for another legendary character, the one that actually inspired West Side Story's Maria. This fall, Rachel's set to appear in a new staging of Romeo and Juliet, making her Broadway debut as one of Shakespeare's star-crossed lovers. She's going to be alongside Netflix star Kit Connor and helping bring a fresh take to the classic tale, Bring It Alive. They're going to have Jack Antonoff, who's a musician and famous producer, known for working with Lana Del Rey and Taylor Swift, will be in charge of some of the music. We don't know if it's just the score or some of the songs, but that's going to be a good marriage there. Romeo and Juliet tickets will go on sale next month.
Wow.
And next up, Simone Biles, the greatest gymnast ever, recently sat down for the latest episode of Alex Cooper's podcast, Call Her Daddy. Biles getting candid about battling the twisties at the Tokyo Games.
You get lost in the air during your vault and everyone was shocked. Take me to the moment when you land on the mat. What is going through your mind?
So I opened, landed like that. And as soon as I land, I kind of grin and I'm like, America hates me. The world is going to hate me. I can only see what they're saying on Twitter right now. And I salute and I want to run. If I could have gotten a plane and flown home, I would have done it. I thought I was going to be banned from America because that's what they tell you. Don't come back. If it's not gold, gold or bust, don't come back.
Wow, the episode currently available wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget, you can watch Alex this summer, by the way. She's going to host live interactive watch parties from Paris, from the Olympics on Peacock. You guys had a quick change. Celebrating the Olympics, 100 days out. That's what we're busy doing right now, all things Paris. But, of course, we hope to see a lot of Team USA athletes. They're going to be taking home medals. The question is, what will they be wearing on the podium? Well, we've got a special Popstart exclusive sneak peek at the official Team USA gear. Same. Thanks to these two all-star athletes, Breaker, Sunny Choi, who's been here before. Sunny, good to see you again.
Sunny.
And shot put star Ryan Krauser.
Ryan.
Come on out, guys.
Sunny, come on, Ryan.
Come on over here.
You guys take a turn. Let's
get
it.
Yeah, we got to see. Oh, I like
those. It's got a classic, almost 80s throwback feel to it.
What do y'all think?
I like it. I like it a lot.
It looks good.
You want to come over?
Come on, come on over.
Hi.
Sunny, you hope to be wearing this summer. How does it feel? And how's training going for you?
It's super comfortable. I love it. I feel very chic in it.
You do?
It looks good. Wow.
And then also, like, this right here, like the Windrunner.
Right.
I just used to wear this all the time. So for me, I'm like, this is really breaking.
Yeah.
It is. It does have a nice breaking vibe.
It really does. And Ryan's got a little shot put vibe too, doesn't it?
It does. It's an upgrade over our past metal
ceremony attire. They're kind of referring to it more of a tuxedo cut. So,
I like that.
And my favorite part by far is the magnetic zipper. So,
by the way, I just figured it out.
What do you mean?
Look, when you zip, try to zip yours up.
Oh,
you snap. There's like a magnetic snappy thing.
Oh.
And then it zips up.
Wow.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't have to. That's so
cool. You look like an astronaut, bro. You look like you have like Apollo feel to you with the American flag there.
Yeah, a bit of it. I threw it on and thought a little futuristic, a little astronaut.
Yeah, it looks good.
Ready to go to the moon.
You did so well at the last Olympic Games. We're so proud of you. How are you feeling about this one coming up?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited for it. I mean, for me, it's an opportunity to be the first person ever to win 3 consecutive gold medals in the shot put.
So. Come on!
Let's go! Is it more pressure since you won 2 in Rio and Tokyo? Yeah. You want to win this third? Or are you kind of like, I've got 2 under my belt?
Oh, I'd say a little bit more on this one.
Yeah.
If nothing else, just me personally, knowing that the possibility's there and have a bit of a target on my back in the sport simply because, there's been a select number that have won 2. No one's ever won 3.
Everyone's gunning. So we're going to catch up with Sunny after the break. We're excited for breaking in the Olympics.
Yeah.
We're about to head out there. The plaza has been totally transformed, and we've got even more Team USA hopefuls to get to.
Welcome to Perry on the Plaza. We've transformed our corner of Rockefeller Center, and we're celebrating you guys because we've got 100 days until the Olympics in Paris. We've got our very own landmarks here, and we're going to give these athletes a little taste of what's to come.
Oh, some of them are Olympic veterans. Uh-huh. Others are here. They're hopeful. They want to make Paris their first Olympic experience, and we cannot wait to hear from all of them, including, we got a legend right here, Grant Hill.
Wow.
Big news about USA Hoops. Psyched to have Grant Hill here.
And of course, we're psyched about the new sports that'll be debuting in Paris, including surfing. And this morning, we're going to meet one of the guys hanging 10 who's going to bring us that action. NBC's first ever surfing correspondent, dude.
Very there was cool. Like a nationwide search for this.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. And of course, no talk of Paris is complete without some French food. Legendary chef Eric Repair, our friend, will be our very personal guide to our own NBC patisserie.
All right, but first, the weather from Al
Roquefort. Right. Now, let's see what happened as I use this outrageous French accent. For Friday, we're looking at strong storms in the mid-Atlantic, record highs down to the south. A cold blast coming soon. Much Freud. And then sunny out west, we're looking at on Saturday, nice day, much of the country. Flood risk down to Texas. And then Sunday, a cool breeze around the Great Lakes. April delight making its way out to the west in stormy conditions as you go through the Gulf Coast.
100 Days to Paris is sponsored by Delta Airlines, official airline of Team USA.
All right, we brought a taste of Paris to our plaza thanks to our sponsor, Delta. And we are so happy to have CEO Ed Bastian with us.
The Delta. Where let's just go under
you?
The Arc de Triomphe
totally
here momentarily.
Normal.
Also with us this morning at our rock climbing wall, we've got Brooke Rabatou. She hopes to represent Team USA in sport climbing after its debut in Tokyo. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Brooke, you have dedicated your life to this sport. I read that you started when you were 1 year old. So what does it mean to you? It's a relatively new sport to be here. And oh my gosh, here we have climber.
Totally normal.
Coming right down. Yes. What does this mean to you, this moment in the hope of going to the Olympics?
This is pretty crazy. Yeah, I competed in the Tokyo Olympics, which was sport climber's debut. So it was incredible to be one of 20 athletes there and represent our sport. But this time feels very different to have the support from the crowd and it not be a COVID year, so to get to celebrate with everybody. Is really special.
And we're so happy to have you here. Delta is not just committed. Delta is super duper committed to the Olympics. Tell us about it.
We are. Well, we are happy to be one of the official sponsors of Team USA. So we look forward to carrying our like Brooke over to Paris on their way to the gold. As we say, Delta, keep climbing. No better place for Delta to be than bringing the U.S. team on to future victory.
And now we're telling.
Heads up. Yeah. All right. We're pumped up. Okay, now we have something extremely special that's about to happen in this moment. I am looking for somebody special in this audience. Everybody looks special. But where's, is it Lucia? from Louisville. Is that you? Well, hello. How are you?
I'm great. Is
today your birthday?
It is my birthday.
How old are you today?
55.
Oh, my God. And this is big for a lot of reasons, right?
It's your mom's birthday, too.
It's my mom's birthday, too. And you used to be a principal, and you're now?
I'm retired.
Wow. This is really, really cool. We think we should celebrate this retirement. Where's Al? Oh, hey, Al.
Hello. Hi, Lucia. Happy birthday. Oh, we got this nice Delta suitcase and bag all filled with all kinds of Olympic and Delta swag for you.
What do you think?
That's amazing.
I mean, that's kind of cool. It's nice to have a bag. And it's nice to have swag. But Al, can't you do better than that?
Maybe a little something more. How about this? Here's the deal. Lucia, for your birthday, we are giving our friends from Delta, giving you two tickets to the Olympics plus, yes. You're getting two Delta One tickets on Delta Airlines to fly to and from Paris, and you're going to access to the USA house.
Oh, my God. Wait, I can't believe it.
How's that double Nichols birthday?
It is wonderful.
You cannot decide who you're taking. Are you with your kids right now?
Oh, wow. Somebody's going to have to flip a coin.
I know. It's going to be tough. Well, we hope you have a great time in Paris. Enjoy. And guess what? We'll see you there.
All right. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Is that crazy? Oh, my God. All right, SG. Is that pretty crazy?
That's so awesome. Happy birthday. By the way, Delta One, they get to go first class. Nice job, Ed.
First class, girl.
All right. Guys, coming up next, even watch out. They're just these climbers. They'll just descend right on you. We've got even more athletes. We've got their sights set on Paris from the worlds of swimming, track and field, basketball, and more. And we have an exclusive and star-studded U.S. team to reveal this morning. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Welcome back to Paris on the Plaza. We're marking 100 days until the Olympics, and we can't wait. It's the perfect day to get to know some of the athletes hoping to punch their tickets to Paris. And we are joined by the stars of swimming, of track and field. And right here with me, an NBA Hall of Famer who's hoping to lead Team USA basketball to gold, Grant Hill. Grant, what a pleasure it is to see you. Y'all, Grant Hill is here. Grant, you're the managing director of Team USA Basketball. That means you're instrumental in selecting the team. How are you feeling about our team?
I'm feeling great. Very excited. We got a great team. Experienced guys, 7 former Olympic gold medalists. So we give ourselves a chance to win with the talent we have. And it'll be exciting. It'll be tough. It won't be easy. We have great respect for all the other teams. But certainly this is going to be an iconic roster.
Come on, y'all. That's like A+. You got LeBron. You've got Steph. You've got an incredible roster. We know they're all good individually. But how do you make it so that they work well as a cohesive team?
Well, that's the challenge. But these guys are up for the challenge. Yeah. And they know what's at stake. The objective is to win a gold medal. No one cares who's the leading scorer, who has the most minutes. The goal is to win a gold. They know that. They want that. and they're fired up.
We've won four golds in a row. We're going for five. We can feel it. Let's go, Grant.
There you go.
So good to see you. Savannah, over to you.
Ask Grant if we can get some tickets. That's going to be awesome. I'm here at Team USA Cafe. I've got swimming stars and Olympic gold medalists, both Bobby Fink and Lydia Jacoby. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you guys are the veterans. You're gold medalists. You've been there. Your trials are in June. Lydia, how are you feeling about everything?
I'm so excited. I mean, it's very funny to think of myself as a veteran. I'm only 20, but here I am. I'm excited.
What about Bobby? How are you feeling about it? You come from a family of swimmers.
Yeah, no, I feel great. I agree with Lydia. It's definitely weird to be called a veteran now, just because, you know, I looked up to a bunch of the swimmers that have been on those teams, like, since I was little. So to be with them is, like, kind of amazing.
But Lydia, we all remember you because not just what you did in winning the gold medal, but all of your super fans in Alaska and the crowd just going crazy in your hometown when you won. What does it mean to be going back? And now it's going to be so different because Tokyo, of course, there were no fans to cheer you on. It's a different vibe.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully Tokyo was like a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and experience. I mean, Paris will be completely different, so I'm excited to experience the full thing with my family and friends and just everyone back home supporting me, too.
How about you, Bobby? You going to have some special fans in the stands?
Yeah, my lovely girlfriend has been, like, taking charge of families coming for me, so I'm really excited to see it and hopefully to be there with them.
Paris is not a hard sell. By the way, Lydia, you're quite fashionable. You have a flair for fashion. What are you thinking about the Team USA outfits that you saw debut this morning? You like them?
Yeah, they're fun. I'm excited. I love navy blue. It'll be good. They look pretty cool.
All right. Lydia Jacoby and Bobby Fink, two names we know from Tokyo and hopefully we'll know in Paris as well. Good luck and we'll see you there. Chanel, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Savannah. I am happy to be joined by USA track and field star Gabby Thomas and sensational skater Jagger Eaton. Give them a round of applause. Welcome on the plaza. You guys are hyped. We were just talking about this. You took silver and you took bronze in Tokyo. Talk to me about getting the gold. You told me you think about it when you're practicing, but when it comes to game time.
Exactly. So I've been hyper-focused for the last few months. We've been training for it, and I've been trending in a good direction. I do have a bronze and a silver, and so I know it's going to take a lot of hard work to get that gold, but I think I'm ready for it.
I think you're ready for it, too. Jagger, you have been on a roll. I think a lot of people don't realize you had a secret broken ankle last time around, and you still nabbed a bronze in Tokyo. Where does that determination come from?
You know, I think that when you get in that environment and when you're around all these amazing athletes, you kind of just get inspired.
Just suck it up with a broken ankle.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Olympic Games. Like, it's time. You know, if your dreams don't scare you, they're not worth going for. Like, I was going for the gold then. I'm going for the gold now. You know, I feel great.
Cheers to that. And here's another thing a lot of people don't realize. I just read, since the Tokyo Games, you recently earned a master's in epidemiology. Oh, give her a round of applause for that. How did you balance studies? Oh, look at that picture. Studies and athletics, Gabby.
Well, it's just something that I love. I love public health and I love track. And so doing both and making that time for both is really easy for me.
Well, both of you guys are beyond impressive. Gabby, Jagger, thanks to all of you and all of our athletes. Good luck at trials. It's going to be I'm excited. I'm excited. We're all hyped. All right. Up next, we are going to hang 10 and dive into one of the newest Olympic sports, surfing. But first, this is Today on NBC. We are back. American surfer John Florence qualifying for the Paris Games. But you may be surprised to hear that the competition will not be happening in the French capital.
Well, because where would you surf in Paris? Well, it's going to be taking place nearly 10,000 miles away in Tahiti, which has some of the largest waves in the world.
Yeah. Adding to the excitement, NBC Universal partnered with Visa to give a content creator the chance of a lifetime to cover all the surfing action in Tahiti. We're here to reveal that lucky person for the first time on the plaza, CJ Kerwin.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are the man of the hour. First of all, how do you feel about this and just describe it?
Yeah, it's absolutely unreal. This is clearly a once in a lifetime opportunity. So I'm so blessed and so thankful to be here. This is absolutely unreal to think back in November when I applied to this to where I'm at now.
What did you do? You send in a video?
I sent in a submission video and then slowly went to Puerto Rico to try to see if I could prove that I was the man for the job. And I'm here now.
So, what did you do in that video? What did you say?
In Puerto Rico, I basically kind of did what I would be doing in Tahiti, kind of recapping my story and sharing the story of the athletes there and just trying to explain what surfing is to the people that might not fully understand it and just keep them in the know.
Yeah, it's helpful because it's a newish Olympic sport. You can really help people understand what it takes, especially when it's something, we're talking about waves and getting the right waves and what the skill is. So how do you think you'll bring a unique perspective?
Well, my main goal is to just explain what surfing is, make it as accessible as possible to people who are tuning in. Because like you said, it's a new sport. And it can be a very intimidating sport when you're watching these Olympic athletes surfing those huge waves. But when people tune in, I want them to know that it doesn't always have to be that crazy. I want them to know what the surfers are looking for when they're out there, how the judges are, what they're looking for to score the waves. And I just, like I said, making surfing as accessible to everyone, because there's a lot to offer the world from surfing.
And you get to go to Tahiti.
Yeah. That's so cool. I watched some of your reporting. You're so good, CJ.
Thank you so much.
What is it about surfing that you love?
Well, when I was a little kid, I was absolutely afraid of the ocean. I watched Jaws and decided early on that it was...
You too.
Yeah, not for me. And then in 2019, my best friend convinced me to go surfing, and I just fell in love with it. My fear of the water was overcame by the love of being on top of the water. San Diego.
Oh, cool.
So super cool, super blessed to be there. And yeah, I've just been chasing that first wave feeling ever since, and it's been so much fun.
I'm from Santa Monica, so I grew up in San Onofre, hitting a lot of those waves, longboarding.
Those are great waves, yeah.
How's the waves in Tahiti?
They're big. They're big waves, so you can expect some fun competition out there, some barrels, hopefully. And the athletes are going to bring it. They're going to bring their best.
Isn't it good, guys?
Yeah. Yeah. CJ, you're
doing great.
That's right.
I'd like to volunteer to go to Tahiti.
Exactly.
I've always wanted to go.
Will Slater be up Olympic for us or no?
No. So he didn't make it this Olympic trial, but it'd be, I think he just, I might have announced that he just retired. I could be completely wrong, but he's amazing.
CJ, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Guys, coming up next, the perfect finish. Eric Repair will prepare us to eat our way through Paris. He is going to share
French
some
French fries.
Yes, I know. French fries, the ultimate French food. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Welcome back with our special Olympic countdown edition of Today Food, with all the excitement, of course, for the Paris Games. We cannot forget about arguably the most important part, the cuisine. And of course, you want to eat and drink like they do in Paris. We had to call one of our favorite French experts right here to help us learn how to do it. Eric Repair, chef and owner of Les Bernardines here in New York. Chef, always great to see you. Thank you for being here.
Great to be here.
When you get to France, what is the number one food people are going to eat for the Olympics?
Well, you are going to eat some cheese. Some saucisson. Saucisson is a dry sausage. We have some roquefort, which is a blue cheese.
Yeah.
Brie.
And the baguettes.
How do you like the baguette? Of course. Right? I mean, if you don't have baguettes, you're missing something.
Everywhere. And do you like it with paired with cheese?
So the baguette with butter and then potentially cheese.
Butter and then cheese. And then
saucisson. Or just the baguette and butter is perfect.
And I like it. Is that marmalade?
Marmalade.
How's the roquefort? Is that a real strong cheese?
Pungent.
So is that roquefort? Yeah, okay.
I'm going to give you some roquefort, see.
It's a bit butter. Pungent. One thing, some butter.
I get butter with the jam.
You can, yes. You can have the jam as well. Look at that.
Yeah,
I'm a jam. I mean, that's my jam.
This is a perfect breakfast.
I love it.
So good.
Thank you. It's good.
You're welcome.
All right.
And then next.
We're used to French fries, but.
Yes.
What's the dip of the French fries?
But with mayo.
So French fries, we call them frites. And we serve it with mayonnaise, in French, mayonnaise. Mm-hmm. And it's basically a snack that you find in many places in Paris. When you crave something, you go buy some frites and dip it in mayonnaise or mustard.
No ketchup.
No ketchup in Paris.
No.
Okay.
Bring your own ketchup if you're going.
We have the macarons.
Macarons.
Well said.
Macaron.
Thank you. We're working on our French.
Yes. So we have different flavors of macarons. Mm-hmm. They are gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they are made with almond flour.
Oh, wow.
And inside you have some different toppings. Mm-hmm. Vanilla, fruits, chocolate. Mm-hmm. Macarons are always very good. I see you're going to the fries.
I love it with mayo.
French fries aren't, are they? They're not really French, right? Or, I mean, is that just...
Some say it's from Belgium, but the French say if you call it French fries, it's French.
They're French
right?
Now.
Okay. They're free.
We have to raise a glass.
We have to raise a glass.
Is this champagne?
This is champagne.
Yes, okay.
and rosé, my favorite.
You have what?
I've got one, thank you.
Do people just drink rosé in the afternoon in Paris? Is that the thing?
In Paris, you can do it at 12 o'clock and all afternoon.
Guys, guess when our show comes on? What time? 12 o'clock.
We're next.
Perfect. Rosé all
12 o'clock somewhere.
Everyone's got a glass of bubbles. So what's a good toast?
So you say, à votre santé.
What?
À votre santé.
And what does that mean?
To your health.
To your health.
To your health.
To your health. To your health.
That means I put this on your bill.
To your health. Cheers to all the athletes who are here, guys. Can't wait.
To all the athletes here on the plaza. 100 days to Paris. It's official. Good luck to you all.
We are so excited. Chef, will you cook for us when we're there? You're going to come over to Paris for the Olympics? Yes.
Absolutely.
Great. All the Olympic action will be this summer on NBC and Peacock. We are back with more fun, more food, and Team USA hopefuls.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.